You just, I just called your extension.
I know, I just missed your call.
Oh my God.
I wanted to go
cut off.
It's okay. Well, I thought, you know what? I thought, oh man, maybe he's trying, because I told you call grandma because we want to make sure everything's good with your daughter, right?
Yeah,
that's
my daughter
important.
Thought I was getting her today. That's what.
Oh, how old is she?
She's 10.
Oh, that's such a sweet age. Is she a daddy's girl?
Yes. Yeah. What? Oh man.
Is she a daddy's girl?
Definitely.
Oh, that's awesome. Good for you.
Yes.
Girls take care of their dads. You know that, right?
She's like my shadow. Sometimes I can't get a break, but that's my baby. That's my best friend.
Oh, that's good. You know what? I'm going to tell you, I didn't grow up with my dad, but even now that my dad's older, I remember my dad up until I was 6, right? My parents divorced when I was young. And I'll tell you, Theodore, like, I was a daddy girl then. And I always searched for my dad, no matter what. My mom used to get mad. It isn't enough what I do for you. And I'm like, it is, but it's different. I mean, my dad, you know.
Yeah.
It's just so different. Because I'm going to tell you, a father will teach a daughter how a man should treat her.
Exactly.
Straight up. Straight up.
Gets the standard from her father.
Yes.
I don't let my daughter open doors. I was just so mad I didn't have her for Valentine's Day because I would have... But it starts with you. If you don't set the standards, you teach her what to expect from a man for the rest of her life.
I agree 100%. Good for you. Good for you. Yeah, I say that all the time, you know. And my husband, he's my second husband, but he's like a father figure to my girls. And and he's like, you know, he's all with girls. You have to worry more than you do with boys. You know what I mean? He's like, you got to worry a lot more with girls. He's all, because girls can be so vulnerable at times. And I've seen it. I've seen it even me growing up as, you know, growing up as a teenager. I kind of went towards the bad guys because I didn't have a father in my life to kind of guide me and show me, like, this is how a man treats a woman. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But thank God. God blessed me with a good man the second time around, so I'm good.
That's it. I'm glad to hear it.
She's like, Dad, come and pick me up now. What you waiting for?
See, her grandma just called her to buy her grandma. She's like, I thought you were coming to get me today. I'm like, I said, tomorrow is our day.
But you can't wait. You can't blame her. Oh, good. Good. That's such a blessing. That makes me happy. Aw. Now, I'm going through some of your notes that I'm actually setting up right now for my technician. And actually, you know what? He hasn't responded to me yet, but guess what? I'm going to put in that appointment anyways. And if he tells me, no, we can't squeeze him in, then okay, then we'll move it. But I'm going to do it anyways. Bear with me.
Okay.
If that time doesn't work, what time would work for you? If it doesn't, for some reason they tell me, oh, no, we can't, we're booked.
Like, I'm gonna be driving on my way to pick up my daughter at 2:30, so it's an hour and a half drive.
Okay.
So that'll be a good time to catch me.
Okay.
I just have to listen, like, it's not a...
Yeah, you just gotta listen, you're not having to be on the computer, nothing like that. Yeah, it's all just listening. So I'm going to put that, and while we're doing your notes, if he tells me, oh, Nadine, that time's not going to work, then I'll tell you, hey, Theodore, we're going to have to change it so that way we can put it to the other time. Okay, but as of right now, I'm going to put it for that time.
It's
for Wednesday.
For Wednesday
tomorrow.
If there's no time, because I don't want to be taking any call. You know what?
You want Thursday?
What other times do you have? Because usually I only have 3 hours with my daughter on Wednesdays. I have her every other weekend. But given she's off this week and it's spring break, I'm gonna see if. Because I don't.
Dang, it's already spring break for you. I don't want you to rob her either from that time.
I don't know if it's spring break, but they got something where she's off this week. She's in charge.
It's probably teacher conferences or something. Usually,
I went to a teacher conference last week, so I don't think. I don't know what's going on. She's on the honor roll.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about. You better treat her.
I got to.
Wow.
You know?
Oh, man, that's awesome. So tomorrow, up until what time do you have her?
I usually have her 5:30 to 8:30 on Wednesdays, but her grandma just called me saying, because a plan was asked to her mother if I could have her for the week, because my mom is off for the rest of the week.
Okay.
So most likely that's what's going to happen. So 30 minutes ain't going to kill her if she's spending the night.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So what other
do you prefer tomorrow or Wednesday? I mean, Thursday,
Tomorrow's better because I have
Side
job.
So let
Thursday.
Me tell you what times I have tomorrow. So tomorrow we have, because I know you work in the morning, right? So that's not going to work for you. So tomorrow I have a 2 to 3. No, a 1 to 3, a 1 to 2.
Mm-hmm.
2 to 3. 4 to 5, 5 to 6, 6 to 7.
If not the 12 to 1, the 4 to 5 should be good.
Okay.
The 4 to 5 will be good.
How long is your lunch, usually?
30 minutes.
Okay,
30,
do you want me to just do the 4 to 5?
Yeah, you can just do the 4 to 5.
Okay, let's just do the 4 to 5. I don't want you to be all rushing eating your food. Then that's when you get sick or stomach cramps and, you know what I mean? Enjoy your food and your break time, you know? So we're going to put you to 4 to 5. Now look, if for some reason that time doesn't work for you, you know, we call you tomorrow between 4 and 5. We'll call you from the 877 number. But if you're in the middle of something, you need, I don't know, 5, 10 more minutes, or if you need to reschedule it, just let us know when we call you and we'll reschedule it, okay? I'll send you a reminder an hour before your client interview. So we'll just put it for the 4 to 5 o'clock. And let me send you that calendar invite. Let me go here. T. Warren. So that way you get that. Let's see.
So how, like, when will I know? I will get an email that lets me know the site is up, right?
Yes, we're going to be sending you notifications. We'll email and we'll text you. We're going to let you know once you're listed on the first page, when your Facebook ads are live, when your business Facebook page is created, when you're in the directories, when your Facebook ads are up and running. We're going to be notifying you every step of the way. So this way, Theodore, you're aware of the steps that we're completing. Okay?
Right.
So we keep you in the loop is how I say it. We keep you in the loop of what's going on. Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So I sent you the calendar invite. Now, you weren't sure if your middle initial was on the card. Is it just Theodore Warren?
Yeah, it's not on the card. I just got this email from you.
Okay. Same address, the 1430 East 100th Street?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And is that a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or is it a Discover?
Let me pull it up.
Okay.
It's a Visa. Visa.
Okay. And then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
All right. I'm going to secure a secure place in the house. These walls are thin. All right. So 4207.
Mm-hmm.
6701.
Mm-hmm.
5457.
Mm-hmm.
2781.
Expiration, month and year.
327.
And the CVV code on the back.
157.
I'm going to repeat it back to you just to make sure I notated correctly. 4207. 6701. 5457. 2781.
Yes,
March of 27, and CVV is 157. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm just going to be updating the package right now, and then I'll process the payment. And in a couple minutes, you're going to start receiving a couple of emails and text messages. One is going to be your initial invoice, and I'll need you to open that up once you get it. And then there's going to be another one that says action photos needed for verification. Okay, and we'll go over that too. Under your services, in the meantime, electrician, lighting, what else do you want me to put on there? Do you want handyman? Circuit repair?
No. Okay. I mean, you can put me as handyman. Like, I don't do it, but I got.
I just don't want you getting calls for like doorknobs, unless you know what I mean. But I mean,
yeah,
I don't know. Sometimes people look for a handyman to, I don't know, maybe fix a door or a window or something. Do you want that?
You're right. No, no.
Yeah.
I was gonna say maybe one of my friends, because I know a carpenter. Like,
oh, you do?
Maybe I could help out my friends through my service, but.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. If you sub it out, that's on you. You know what I mean? If you got someone who can do it. So I'm putting circuit repair as well. And what else? Wire upgrades, panel upgrades.
Panel upgrade, wire upgrades, outlet installation, light fixture installation, ceiling fan installation.
Uh-huh.
Hood range installation. Basically everything. Troubleshooting needs.
Okay.
Did
you go to school for all that? That must have been a lot.
I went to
APEC. Wow.
Yeah. But you learn in the trade. I've been doing this for 10 years. You know, you learn and you get what you put in. There's people, you can see someone for 10 years that's great at the job. You can see someone 10 years that just been collecting checks and not really trying to learn nothing. But yeah.
That is true. That is so true. I remember I talked to an electrician. This was like about a year ago. He was up in San Francisco and he was telling me, you know, when he was first learning, he said, man, he's all, thank God. He's all that the guy that he was working for kind of showed him a little bit of grace. But the first time he said he shocked the, you know what, out of himself. They were changing like the light fixtures, I guess, or whatever at a school district. He goes, thank God there was no kids in the building at that time. I like flew off the ladder. That thing shocked me so bad. Let me tell you, that was
been high voltage.
Oh yeah. He said, that is the first and last time that I ever got shocked like that.
You learn
real quick. Real quick. I'm like, oh my God, that's like scary, right?
Yes, it is. I mean, I'm used to it though. Like now, if I was to get shocked, you probably wouldn't. You wouldn't realize it. You have to. Really
it wouldn't faze you.
Yeah. But certain voltage, you don't want to get hit with. Just turn off the breaker. You don't even want to get hit with that.
Well, you know, this is where I say, this is where you call the expert, someone like you, right? Like my husband, God bless him, he does dialysis. Sometimes he wants to just kind of like, you know, he's got anxiety. He wants to change the light switch. And we're in an older house, right? So it's like, you know what I mean? You got to kind of be careful. So, you know, it's like one day, it's on a weekend, I'm on my computer, I'm writing up some, you know, someone had asked me for a character witness letter, a girl that I sponsor. So I'm writing up the set. I'm like all into it, Theodore. Okay, into it. And I'm almost done. Now I didn't autosave it. My husband's over there messing around with, he bought this light at Home Depot. You've probably seen him. It almost looks like a recessed light, but it's not, right? So he bought one and he's putting it in the kitchen. Tell me why the whole side from where my office, my bedroom, the whole electricity went out. And I'm like, oh! And then it came back on. And I'm all, what are you doing? And then he's like, I'm just putting up the new. I'm like, oh, my God. I had to start that letter all over again.
You got to be kidding me.
I was like, you know what? God bless you right now. But don't even try. I'm all, listen, dude, don't touch anything. Right now, don't touch nothing. He's out there with the breaker. I'm like, oh my God. And that's the worst thing. Don't do it on a weekend. You know, when you got to call an electrician on the weekend, you know, it's costing you more money. Same thing with the plumber. I'm like,
If they're doing something and they got to stop. But a lot of these guys, they try to overcharge. Like, I try to find a medium. It's possible that I can make a living and I don't have to break anyone's pocket.
Right.
It's possible. There's a middle. The prices I'll be hearing, people be getting, oh, man, I'm like,
Oh, yeah. I've had some where I'm like, man, and I've heard of some people, and you know, listen, I get it. If it's the weekend, because a lot of times stores aren't open, you can't get the parts that you're going to need or what have you, so it makes it a little bit more difficult. I was always taught, if you're going to do any plumbing or any electrical work, have them do it not on the weekend. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So this way, if they come across any issues that they got to get certain parts, they have time, you know? Are you just strictly sticking with the residential for now? Or are you open to commercial?
I'm sticking with residential for now. If I need to address it, I can call.
Absolutely. Anytime. Anytime.
My insurance doesn't cover the commercial jobs right now.
Okay. Oh, good. You're insured. That's awesome. Are you in the process of getting your LLC or any type of licensing?
I want to, but I want things. I'm not saying things have been okay so far, but you know, things always be better. I want things to be before I go spend $900 and have to start getting an accountant and this and that.
You want to get it up and running first.
Yeah.
Perfect.
And
I'll just put in process.
LLC eventually, an EIN number and all of that, get the credit card, all of that.
Good. Start claiming stuff on your taxes to kind of get those write-offs. Now, your Facebook page, Theodore, we're going to build it, and it's going to be created through your personal page, so this way you have access to it. No one's going to see the personal page, right?
Okay.
But how do I find you on Facebook? Is
Theodore,
it just your first and last name?
Just like an adult, just like a real adult, Theodore Warren. No Frank Sinatra, no money bag, no, just Theodore Warren.
Okay.
That drives me crazy a little bit. You see all these people with other people's names and
yeah.
I'm like, what happened to being yourself?
My cousin cracks me up. Her name is Bridget, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's not her maiden last name, but it's her married last name, is Reefer. And it's so funny because I'm like, I was trying to tag her on something on Facebook, and I'm like, how come I can't find her? And I'm like, I called her up. I'm all, girl, why did you change your profile name is Jet Reefer? She go, I go, it's Bridget. She goes, don't be calling me by my government name.
I'm sorry, nobody wants to be themselves.
I told her, I'm all for real. And then she just started laughing. She goes, man, it's because I guess she doesn't want the kids' dad to be snooping on her page and her mom. her mom's my first cousin. I start busting up. I'm all, so you don't want your mom knowing what you be doing. That's what it is.
You're trying to hide.
That's what I told her. I said, what you trying to hide, girl? What you got to hide? She just laughed. But, yeah, it was so funny because I'm like, dude, what is wrong with you? And she just starts busting up. I'm over here trying to tag you, and I can't find your name at all. Is your profile picture, is it you with the hat and you got, like, a gray, it looks like a sweater with, like, a silver chain or a white gold?
No, my profile, sir, I'm wearing a beige outfit, like a construction beige outfit.
Okay.
I'm sitting by a gang box. And you can see like two folding chairs coming in the gang box.
Okay. Let me see. Well, there's I just found a deacon, Theodore Warren. You're
a
like,
deacon?
Nope, not me. Yeah, deacon.
No,
it says deacon, Theodore Warren. You're like, nope. Okay. Let me see. I'm going to put, let me go here. I know it's so funny. I have myself so private, and someone was telling me, how come you got it so private? And I said, because you want to know why? Because I don't want the ex snooping on my page, being all nosy. And certain people from high school, I found you. Is that your daughter? Oh my gosh, she is adorable.
Are you talking about not my profile picture?
The background photo.
That's my cover photo.
Oh, yeah, there you go, your cover photo. Oh, she is so sweet. Look at her.
That's my world. That's my world. My little headache.
No wonder she's like, Dad, are you picking me up already? Okay, perfect.
Yeah, I
call
her.
Do you happen to have any pictures of some of the work that you've done? Or if not, we'll use stock photos in the meantime. You have some?
I have some. You want me to, I have photos. I have some photos, videos.
Perfect. What I would do is start gathering them tonight if you can. And then tomorrow the technician's going to tell you where to email them to. Okay.
Okay.
Do you need us to create a business logo for you? It doesn't cost you anything. It's included.
That would be amazing if you could, you know.
Yeah. I'm going to put needs business logo, and you're going to give them some ideas, like maybe the colors or what you kind of want. I'm going to put on here, have some ideas. Okay.
Okay.
So if there's any like certain colors you want or something like that, you can let them know. What, so with the Facebook ads, if you want to target up to 50 miles, we can, but what do you prefer? Because I know when we talked about Staten Island, also Brooklyn, of course, because you're in Brooklyn. But how far
miles.
Do you want to target? 30? Okay.
30 miles, yeah.
And when we're communicating with you, Theodore, do you prefer that we call you, text you, email, all three, phone and text? What's your preference?
I'm pretty responsive on all. But if it's,
okay.
It depends on the importance of the of whatever.
Okay.
But given that I'm working a lot, probably a text. And then
okay.
If I need to text the person that's texting me and tell them they could call me, then they could
okay.
call me.
I'll put text. But, I mean, again, if we text you, we'll probably follow up with an email or maybe a phone call if we haven't heard from you within the 24 hours. And what are your hours of operation? Are you more like a Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
Well, the Monday through Friday, I work for – okay, so this is the thing. I work for a company.
Uh-huh.
I work for a guy 7 to 2:30. I don't know if you're familiar with Pavilion Wages.
Sounds familiar.
Very good. It's a very good wage. I work with this guy during the day, and then I do my thing from I do my thing in the afternoon or the evening when I get home, and also on the weekends.
Oh, okay.
And then it's confusing because with this guy, there's times we'll be working for like 2 months, and then there'll be a time where I'm not working for like a week. So that'll be when I
pick up. Okay.
You know,
well, what I would say your hours of operation are is like when you take your calls, right? Like
I take my calls all throughout the day. You know what? My hours of operation is 7 to 8.
And what we're going to do
but
is Monday through Friday. But that
Monday,
doesn't mean
no.
you have to schedule
every,
a time, right?
Every day. I want people, if they need to call me on the weekend, to call me on
Monday
the weekend.
Monday through Sunday? Okay.
Monday through Sunday. But I have the type of business I have, it's flexible.
Okay.
As long as the person calls me, I'll figure out when I
can. And that's what I'm saying. If they call you at like 8 in the morning, right, and they're like, hey, I need you to come out, you can tell them, listen, I can get you at this time, right? They don't need to know that you're at your first job. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You just plan your schedules accordingly. And what are the typical. Yeah, and it's just keeping it like that so people are aware, like, okay, well, he's open 7 days a week. You know what I mean? Some businesses, they got, like, strict hours. Like, this is when we're available. Call us the next business day. That's how they are. But at least you're giving them that flexibility that, hey, these are my hours of operation. That doesn't mean you're going to go to an appointment at 7, but at least they have the ability to call you, and
right.
you can work around it. You know what I mean?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What are the forms of payments that you typically accept? Do you do cash, check, Zelle, Venmo, Cash App, PayPal?
Cash, Zelle, maybe Cash App. That's it.
Cash and Zelle.
Check, bounce.
Yeah, I hear you. Do you want me to put Cash App on here or leave it off?
You could put it. Cash,
okay.
Zelle, or Cash App.
Perfect. Okay. Now, the last two things. I need you to find and I know you've gotten several of them, but I need you to find the one that says initial invoice and the one that says action photos needed for verification. Whichever one you find first.
I got the pictures needed.
Okay, that one. So let me go over that with you. That one, basically, you're going to send us on that list whatever photos you can send us of those items. Some of them you're not going to have, so don't worry about it. You're going to send us the ones that you can. So, for example, You're going to send us a picture of your work tools, your work equipment, your work vehicle. Even if it's your personal vehicle, it's okay. Send us a picture of that. Send us a picture of your business insurance. Send us a picture of business cards you might hand out, right? The license, don't worry about it, because we know that that eventually you're going to look into being in the process of that. So don't worry about that. But on that list, send us what you can. And what you don't have, like I said, don't worry about it. Okay? The next one I need you to find, and it would have came either one or two before that. It'll say initial invoice. And it should say, like, welcome, Theodore, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Copy of your invoice is located below this email. I'll need you to open that one up.
I got it.
Okay. And as you're reading it, about two sentences down, it'll say, please click here to accept your subscription terms. Let me know when you see that.
Please. Yes. So click it.
Yes, click on it. Now it's going to open up this page that says at the very top, Local Splash, Terms of Experience. Let me know when you're on that page.
I see it.
Okay. I want you to scroll towards the bottom. I need you to find where it has your phone number. It'll say mobile phone, and in the box next to it, it's going to have your phone number, or the box underneath of it, should I say.
Oh, yeah, you see your phone number?
I agree. So you're going to click in the box because you agree to receive text messages from us. On the other box, you are certifying that it's your name on the card that you provided and that your information is true and correct. And then at the very bottom, Theodore, where it's asking you to type your name, it says sign, and in the box, you're going to click in it and just type your name as it reads there. Theodore space Warren, and then you'll confirm your signature. Now, once you do that, it should open up a page that's telling you to put a username and a password. Let me know when you see that.
The username is my phone,
phone number.
And it's
go ahead and give it a try right now while we're on the phone. Put your phone number in the username. No dashes, no one before the area code, just the phone number.
What does it say there? Connect with Google? It says connect with Google. Should I do that?
Did you already log in?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, don't connect yet because the team's going to be working on that. I just wanted to make sure you could log in. Dang, you quick. You're like, come on now. I'm one step ahead of you, Nadine.
I was finna do that since I saw it, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, good. Thank you for being so attentive.
That's
good.
Fine.
So this is where you log in and track your results with us, okay? Now, the last thing that I'm going to remind you, tomorrow, I'm going to send you a reminder an hour before. We're going to call you from an 877 number between 4 and 5 o'clock your time. Just make sure you're answering all the calls within the hour. If I'm not on a call or in a meeting, I'll actually be the one calling you to introduce you to the technician. Otherwise, if I'm not available, they're going to call you directly. But I'm going to do my best to be available because I like to do the introduction. Okay?
Okay.
Now, starting from tomorrow, we're going to get moving. Okay? So within 5 to 7 days, you're going to be listed in the directories. We're going to also have your business Facebook page created. And then you're going to be able to start tracking all your results. Within 5 to 7 days. 7 to 14 days.
7 days.
5 to 7 days. 7 to 14 days. Website, Facebook ads are live. Visible. Okay? All of these profiles can start generating phone calls for you. Now, going through the verification process, getting you verified through Google, creating the Google business profile, optimizing it to the first page and maintaining it there, I will always give you the timeline that's written in our terms and conditions, 45 to 60 days. Even though, Theodore, I've seen it happen sooner.
Repeat that last part, Ms. Nadine. I'm sorry. Repeat the last part.
It's okay. I'm going to go over it again. Getting you verified through Google, creating you the Google business profile, optimizing it to the first page and maintaining it there. Okay? In our terms and conditions, you will read that it says 45 to 60 days. That's always what we're going to tell you. Even though I have seen sometimes where it's happened sooner. I've seen it happen in 4 weeks. I've seen it happen sooner. I would rather still say 45 to 60 days because I'm the type of person I want to under-promise and over-deliver. Now, I also want you to know, too, because it's important that you start getting these calls as quickly as possible, right, start generating some calls and revenue, is why we get the website, your Facebook ads, and the directories up and running a lot quicker so that you could start generating phone calls. But remember, we're going to also be notifying you when your website's live, when your Facebook ads are live, when your Facebook page is created, when you're in the directories of Yelp, Apple Maps. We're going to let you know when you're on the first page of Google. We're going to keep you in the loop as each and every step is being completed. So this way you don't think we're just sitting back twiddling our thumbs. Okay?
I like that. I like that.
You're like, I want to make sure. Yeah, we're going to keep you in the loop. Absolutely.
Don't work in as hard as me, man.
Well, no, and we want you to know that we're not just sitting here, you know what I mean, like just chilling and not doing the work. Because here's the thing. As long as you're successful with our program and you're making money, Theodore, we know that that's going to equal our success, too. And we want to retain you as a long-time client because you're generating revenue, right? Who cancels on profit when they're making money? I've never heard of anybody. But still, you got to make your money, too. You got to make your money, too. Okay?
You preach it.
I know. I got to go to church tonight, too. I got to get some good word in. You know?
Go to church, man.
You know what? It's like tonight is more like a, it's kind of like a revival type that we do tonight. So it'll be like more worship and praise. You know what I mean? I had a heart attack in December, and my husband, like when he sees me up there jumping around, he's like, you need to chill out.
Oh my gosh, I'm so happy you're okay.
Let me tell you, God's renewing my heart. I'm a believer. You know what I mean? Yeah. I asked him for a break and he sat me down. One of my friends said, girl, you should have been asking for a Hawaii break.
and that's what you would have got instead, right?
Right? No, but hey, I wasn't specific on it, so that's okay. That's okay. God's amazing, you know? Well, Theodore, I want to be the first to congratulate you and welcome you to our local Splash family. I am so super, super excited for you. Thank you for giving us the opportunity, okay? So I'm going to do my best to be available to introduce you to the technician. Hopefully you get one of my favorites. I'm sure you will.
Well, I mean, I'll be honest with you. You're my favorite right about now. I wish you could do it, but it is what it
is. Thank you. I appreciate that. Listen, so we will talk to you tomorrow. If you have any questions, feel free and reach out. Your homework is just to start gathering some of your pictures and stuff, so that way the technician will let you know where to email them to. And then if you have further questions, you know, write them down, so this way we can address all of them. Enjoy your day tomorrow with your baby girl. Okay?
I will. Thank you so much, Ms. Nancy.
You are so welcome. So we'll talk to you tomorrow, okay? Have yourself a beautiful evening. Yes, sir.
All right. You too.
All right. Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.